This is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily round the clock for listeners across the globe. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via internet, shortwave, medium wave, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in Indian subcontinent can listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 41 meters, 7,410 kilohertz, every day from 15:20 to 16:20 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to English service of the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave, 31 meters, 9,835 kilohertz every day from 19:20 to 20:20 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our program via FM 91.5 megahertz. You can also listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and IranSat or BAT 5 and via internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details.
This is Tehran, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. We've just started the second part of the second televised presidential debate. The candidates will set out their policies, particularly with regards to society, culture, and politics. This presidential debate has been, generally speaking, well-tempered, well-natured. The candidates are sticking to their policies. They're setting out their policies. And, let's go over to IRIB studio for the second part of this televised debate.
Here, and I deem it necessary to remind you that the IRIB on television has actually made it possible through possible to for the candidates to run their videos, campaign videos, and the candidates, all of them can use this facility to as part of their presidential campaign, and they can broadcast their programs on television. And in the second half of this debate, we will have three parts. The first part, each candidate will be asked a question, and that candidate will have 3 minutes to answer that question. And let me bring out the questions related to this part. These questions are sealed, and then we will randomly choose the questions to ask the candidates, questions 1 through 7. Let's choose a candidate, the first candidate randomly, who is going to answer a question. Candidate number 1, Mr. Rezaei. And question number 2 to be asked. Conflict between industrial development and environmental commitments are one of the important issues in the world. Environmental issues, including particulate matter and waste materials from factories and all that, have deprived people of being able to see the blue skies. What programs, what compromise does your government have between industrial development and environmental concerns?
Very well, allow me to mention a point. During the break, I realized that the people have made jokes with my mistake, and this is my asset. And this shows that the people consider me as part of them, and I hope that one day the people would not fear these statesmen. I apologize. I apologize for the mistake I made. I apologize for that mistake. But I have to complain to Mr. Zarkani immediately. The Research Center website has released this as a headline, as people make jokes in such condition. That really pleases me, but the government website, you see that immediately that has turned into a headline. I've said this on several occasions, that even though I am from lower ethnicity and I dedicate my whole life for the sake of the Iranian nation, and the people from Azerbaijan knows the love I have of Mr. Balkeri, Mehdi Balkeri. I really loved him. And another point I wish to mention, the Parliament's Research Center has described $49 billion as the subsidy, the energy subsidy in Iran. So we have dollar kings, we have coin kings. I can tell Mr. Zarkani, Mr. Hemmati, that I can firmly say that we can allocate 40% of the hidden subsidies. We can refund that money and just put it in people's pocket. But you raise an important question. In development planning, the relationship between environment and industrial development has not been taken into consideration. We have a problem with underground water and the dusty conditions that is created in Yazd province, the dust in the air and the pollutants that has caused problems. There's the problem of water and dust. And
thank you.
We have taken this into consideration in our plan. In my plan, the issue of mother tongue and ethnicities have been considered as an important issue.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, your microphone has turned off. Excuse me. Let's choose the next candidate, candidate number seven, Mr. Hemmati. Let's see what question Mr. Hemmati is going to answer. Question number seven to be asked. Some economic mismanagement and inefficiencies in terms of urban management has made the society vulnerable to social maladies. Removing social maladies, is it a priority on your program? What is your specific program to tackle this? You have 30 minutes.
Well, you know, social harms in the urban areas or across the nation, it's because of a wrong, a total wrong structure, and that the beneficiaries and the rent seekers are unfortunately lurking, you know, among the different aspects of society. If we are not able to catch them red-handed, if we cannot entrap them, and if we cannot tackle the corruption that they have created, the consequence that you see in the society will not be solvable. You see, they have great and extensive relations, both in exports and imports. They have links, chain links with those who are benefiting and taking advantage of the sanctions regarding smuggling, both in imports, exports, and money laundering. They have their hands in everything. You know, they're dominating the whole aspects of the economy without tackling the problem. With them, we cannot do anything. And our friends who are sitting here as rivals, they're almost expressing the same views. I mean, I said we should reveal the facts. So people should this should be publicized. People should know what's going on. I'm standing in front of the movement that says instead of developing Iran, they should turn the White House into a religious school. This is what some of our friends in this meeting are talking about. They don't know the world. Who attacked the Saudi embassy and, you know, stirred the situation, the monetary situation, neighborhood ties with our neighbors? Who's behind this? I mean, this is a chain. That's, if the country cannot tackle this issue, the question that you ask, that issue is not going to be solved. Now, what's the problem we're facing now? I'm saying that the sanctions have created this problem, have created a liquidity problem. Our friends don't accept that. I mean, in the past 2 years, $75 billion of our petrodollars has decreased. Today's currency rate, it's a much, much bigger figure. I mean, if you just consider 20,000, so much as $1,500 billion. Of the country is gone down the drain, and so why couldn't you run the economy? The very same people that I'm saying that they have dominated the economy, and they're benefiting from sanctions. 20% of our transaction fees are higher. Last year we had $80 billion of that. 20% is $16 million every year. $16 million, how many countries live on that money? We are losing all this, and we say why development is not taking place, why people are getting poorer and poorer, why jobs are not created, why per capita income is not generated. What I say is that in our daily lives and social lives and economic life, we need to review, to revisit this. That's what I'm going to do this and change this.
Thank you very much. Let's choose the next candidate randomly. Candidate number 3, Mr. Mehralizadeh. Question number 4. The candidate number 3 should answer question number 4. Despite the fact that the enemies are doing their utmost to stop the progress of our country, we have institutionalized nuclear knowledge in our country. Still, actually, it is not tangible. I mean, the application of this science is not tangible in people's lives. What are your practical solutions to handle this and to make use of different to take technological, nuclear technology in different domains?
With the help of our young scientists in the past years, our nuclear science has developed in various fields, including pharmaceuticals and agriculture and other arenas. I believe that specific institutions must be set up in order to make use of that knowledge in an applied manner and localize that knowledge and benefit from such a knowledge in different technological arenas that can be realized by creating specialized research institutions. I believe that we should protect the youths and do not cause them to leave the country, and these are the youths who have proven that by acquiring knowledge and higher academic degrees, and they have been so far able to attain such success. So by creating such institutions, this will be quite helpful. Regarding the youths and women, I can tell you that with respect to the fact that the youths and the women constitute a major portion of our population, and in the past years, due to social matters, they have been under pressure and they have not been able to defend their social rights. We should create certain organizations in order to address the issues pertaining to the youths and women, and I've made this decision in my government to have one of the governor deputies to be a woman, and I also want to have a female minister, or I will appoint a woman as one of my deputies. So I want to eliminate the discrimination towards women. And the average age for the members of the cabinet would be 45 years. I will just have elite.
Thank you very much.
I will have elite youths to take charge.
Let's see who the next candidate is. Candidate number 5, Mr. Jalili. Let's see what question Mr. Jalili is going to answer. Question number 1. The health overhaul plan has been one of the most expensive plans, and as experts say, despite the promise made to the society, due to some reasons, including a lack of provision of the necessary resources, this plan has become an unstable policies and failed to reach part of its objectives. What are your plans in order to develop this system, the health system?
You see, one of the important things that also shows the significance of the president's function, the topics that are not related to one minister. So health is one of those sectors. Today we have factors in society. There are 10, actually, elements that are mentioned, and all of them fall outside the realm of the Ministry of Health and Medical Education. So this indicates the fact that the president, when he's there acting as president, his function, he should realize this issue and he should be able to properly bring cooperation and synergy among relevant bodies. The issue of health in our country in these years, there have been various plans related to health that have been performed. One of them, that was the early years of the after the Islamic Revolution, we had the health network. Because it was the right one, it was precisely understood. It had some effects that still go on, and it's now a model for even Western countries there. It's set an example. It happened in the early years of the revolution. Then we have a theatrical show on plan. It did nothing. It just added the costs, like the plan that you mentioned, the plan revolutionary the circle health system. And later on, they realized that this is a failure. In due time, you should realize this fact. You shouldn't begin with a project, embark on it, and then you multiply the expenditures, and then it turns out that your plan is ineffective. Who is paying this? On both the time, the costs, and various other aspects. So if we talk about a health system, the health ministry should be the one in charge, has to play a pivotal role, but the Ministry of Mines and Industry has a role, agriculture ministry has its own role, other bodies too. The social factors, and again, that we just mentioned today, for example, joblessness, stress, and tension, these can harm your health. We have lots of people who are wounded and injured in road accidents every year. This has nothing to do with the health ministry, but it has to do with health. So what are we going to do about this? Now, you should have a plan. Today, the costs of health in the world for certain reasons they have increased. One of them is because of new technologies. They're costly. Another one is because of the demographic changes and also longevity, because people are living a longer time, especially in our country. So proportionately, for the later years of your life, you need to have measures in place. And also, we have patterns and paradigms of diseases that have changed. If you are entangled in a theatrical work, I'm repeating this. If you do not understand the problem properly, then the country moves on for 8 years in the wrong path.
Thank you very much. The next candidate. Candidate number two, Mr. Zakani. And question number six should be answered. This is question number six. Injustice in the distribution of public resources and giving a free hand to those who are economically corrupt and failure to support the low-income families, they are among the problems which have been highlighted. What is your specific plan to remove this serious concern? You have 3 minutes.
In the name of God, dear nation of Iran, for more than three decades, a group of individuals have dominated the country's economy and are directing all the resources in such a way so that they are living in palaces due to discrimination. Unfortunately, in the early days of the revolution, there was an approach giving preference to the needy people over rich people. So that has turned into, and today you see that the officials are after luxuries today, are after a luxurious life, and I will force the government to overlook the luxuries and look for somehow serving the people. I will focus on just distributing the wealth. I will make an empowerment so that the corrupt individuals would have no space to breathe. How will corruption take shape? It will take shape based on focusing on certain groupings. I'm addressing Mr. Hemati. 1,200 billion tumans is transferred to a bank in the last hour of the working hour, and that took place prior to the new year. Mr. Hemati, you were not able to supervise. You were not able to supervise your own responsibility, and speaking of corruption, I will definitely counter corruption and discrimination and poverty and discrimination and poverty out of our enemies. For two decades, I've been in contact with the Vice President, Tehran Prosecutor, Intelligence Minister, the Oil Minister. I've been entangled with these cases, and in my government, the roots of corruption will be eradicated. And regarding the point mentioned, in 2019, the figure was another $86 billion.
The next candidate. Candidate number four, Mr. Qazi Zadeh Hashemi. He's going to answer question number three. This is question number three. Some experts believe that the implementation of an educational overhaul plan, due to some reasons, because it does not have priority or the not necessary loans have been allocated, this plan has not been that successful. And what are the weak points and strong points of this plan, and how are you going to make up for its lack of implementation?
Let me first explain something. These debate sessions are for people to have a perception of what we are planning to do and what our teams are trying to, showmanship and then show off theatrical
work to attract attention, I think it won't work. This time. Sometimes our friends all these people speak about such point and then I'm different. They need to have reasoning for this when they're addressing everybody else in one unit. This is not the right thing to do, in my opinion. Not the issue of education is the most basic issue of the country. Every country is measured in terms of its education. I think the most significant ministries in terms of education. Of course, we need fundamental changes in that sector. We need to see what the results, what the outcome will be out of this ministry. Public in general sector, we need to have people who have social skills to be able to communicate with others when they graduate, and they should have some simple skills in order to earn a living. 15,000 skills exist there. So when should this happen? Just like what's what we have in our religion and our faith and has been said in the world, when the person becomes of age, 15, 16 years old, between 7 and 18, we give a lot of information to our children, and then we stop them behind the Concours, the university exam barrier. Now, the educational system is moving, has moved toward aptitude tests between 3 and 8, and the basis of their talents, people get promoted and they find a way. It's kind of, we lead them, they show them the way, which direction to go in education. We just leave them alone. At the very end, there is a big race, and we fill their heads with too much information. So if we want to do reforms in the education ministry, we should start with teachers. Teachers' status. We need to do something so that the highest, the well-paid job, the best well-paid job is the teacher's job. And then we have justice, educational justice. In north of Tehran, for example, compared to other countries, they're spending 16 times more, and we have 19 kinds, different kinds of schools that shows that we are selling the future to wealthy people, people who are well-to-do, so the elites in the future are from among the wealthy part of society, and they have found their way to universities by just paying. So the other point is that skill learning and vocational training.
Thank you. Candidate the next candidate, candidate number 6, Mr. Raisi. He should answer the last question, that is question number 5 in this section. This is question number 5. Despite the fact that governments over the past two decades have stressed the point that it is necessary to expand, develop economic diplomacy, like dispatching economic attaches and all that, but the moves adopted here have not met expectations and have not been in proportion to the potentialities of Iran's economy. And in terms of removing obstacles, what are your programs in order to boost the country's economic diplomacy and increase the level and the status of Iran's economy, both in the world and in the region?
In the name of God, regarding the lifting of sanctions, I want to mention a point. Any government who comes to power, one of its main duties would be to lift the tyrannical sanctions. There's no doubt about it. One should fully pursue this to lift these tyrannical sanctions. At the same time, nullification of sanctions must be put on the agenda. We should not make our economy, we should not make the economy conditional. Efforts must be made so that nothing would affect the economy, the earthquake, the coronavirus, and so on. Nothing should affect the economy, but the lifting of sanctions will definitely be on the agenda. Some said here that we know how to speak with the world. The first year student of the foreign ministry must knows that when you are negotiating, you should not say it's more important than drinking water. These are the preliminary matters in diplomacy. Speaking of economic diplomacy, when we talk of economic development, when we talk of production, all the organs must fulfill their responsibilities. The economic diplomacy is one of the major missions of the foreign ministry. We have 15 neighbors. That means they have an import of 1,000 billion. So what is our share? Our share is 2%. Should it be $20 billion? If we have an active economic diplomacy, it will do marketing for our producer. Our share can be $40 to $50 billion in the region. This is the role that the economic diplomacy must play. One should not just talk about it. I do respect all the ambassadors and consul generals. One of the obligations we're going to define for the foreign ministry is active economic diplomacy alongside political relations and political diplomacy. So, I do not want to name any country. You see that.
Thank you very much.
The countries of the region are after benefiting from our products. There should be active economic diplomacy.
The third part of this today's debate begins here in this section. Also, we ask each respected candidate one question randomly, and each one of the candidates has 3 minutes to answer that question. Candidate number 6, Mr. Raisi. Is going to answer question number 6. And this is question number 6. One of the reasons for delay in the marriage of the young people is their concerns, including finding a job, housing, and the costs of marriage. What are your programs in order to encourage the young people to marry on time and provide housing for young couples?
Well, as you put it, one of the serious worries of our youth, be it boys or girls, is the issue of marriage, employment, and housing. Now, among the youths, I've been among them so much. I travel to different provinces. I don't go to food plants only. I also go to universities for meetings. I listen to our youths. During this time, I've always had this rapport with the youth. When I was also in Aslan Qutsin Mashhad Foundation, also, I went to Ferdowsi University and asked them why they didn't get married. They said, we can't have a house, we don't have jobs. And in Aslan Qutsin Foundation, there was this plot of land. We started building 10 residential blocks for young couples, university students. So I'm telling you, when we tell the people marriage requires, we talk about marriage, housing and jobs is also, I think, together in a package. Is that possible or not possible? Those who believe it's not possible, as Mr. Dr. Razai said, they can never really have any active presence on this stage. In this country, we believe that we can, that employment is possible in this country. Young people can have jobs and they can have their concerns allayed. 40% of the production capacity of the country is empty. They asked me why I visited the production units. There was just one or two, three units in a certain province, but more than 2,000 of the production units were activated and they resumed operations by prosecutor's offices. And this is 40% of the production of the country that is still inactive. 70% of our economic capacity is still left inactive. It's because cyberspace economy, maritime economy. How much are we connected to this? We have 3,000 kilometers of waters. We could activate the economy, the maritime economy. So we have lots of chances and possibilities for employment in this country. We need to activate the capacities. Sometimes I went to some provinces, we had meetings among the authorities. We said, okay, let's have 1 month to activate this. Then I came here, they had meetings, and also I had to make some phone calls and make some follow-up work. Let's say, for example, to give them some more time by the prosecutor's office. It was not my job, but it is a concern. If it is, it should be everybody's concern. We should all care about this. They should actively take part. Housing is the same. It's possible for us to solve the housing issue of the youth because the highest part of it relates to the land. And you know what's happening in this country. We have plans. Employment,
thank
housing
you
for the youths. Hopefully, we will give them housing and jobs when you get there.
Let's choose the next candidate by lot. Candidate number 7, Mr. Hemmati. Question number 1 is to be asked. This is question number 1 to be asked. The family as the main pillar of is the main cell of a society. Without having a proper and a happy family, it is impossible to make progress on different fronts. However, a lack of balance between unemployment and the participation of women in different areas of society, and also given the fact that mothers have an important role in training in the bringing of children, what are your programs in order to have a society based on strengthening the pillar of society and the participation of women in society?
One of the important issues is the family. In my campaign slogans, I've said that we want interaction from home to the world. We do not want to just chant mottos or slogans. One of the problems that the families face is there is some sort of cultural disruption. The children belonging to the 80s and 90s, they do not agree with our lifestyle. If we have no interaction at home, and if we cannot have reciprocal relationship, if we cannot have dialogue at home, this problem will emerge in the society. We have this problem in the society, and you see what Mr. Qazizade said, why am I addressing all of them? Because you all have the same approach with respect to the behavior of these. What sort of social freedom have you given to the youths? Why do all young people want to leave this country? People are aware of this. I do not want to overlook anything. What sort of recreation have you created for the youths? They cannot get married and due to economic problems. And when we speak of economic problems, I tell Mr. Raisi, I was one of the commanders for nullifying the sanctions. Didn't the U.S. want to cause economic collapse? But we prevented that collapse. But I'm telling you that in this way, the youths will not find jobs. And you mentioned women. How much limitations have we created for women? 50% of the population are the women. The one mentioned by Mr. Meher Alizadeh. And I've been told in the past few days, why have you said do not send SMS messages to the women and the ladies? This must be banned. That causes distress. And we should ban the morality police. And that the conflict of there's a conflict of interest and.
Thank you.
I will have at least five women as members of the cabinet, and I will
thank
ban
you very
any
much.
Job discrimination.
Let's choose the next candidate by lot. Candidate number one, Mr. Rezaei. Question number seven. Candidate number one should answer question number seven. Some cases of economic corruption have their roots in a lack of attention to the problems that you have already had in terms of training proper manpower. The ministries of education, higher education, and health, they have some responsibilities in this regard. Here, academicians and those studying in seminary schools, they carry the most burden in terms of training manpower. You, as a possible next president, what problems do you have to, what plans do you have to solve problems in these two areas? You have 3 minutes to answer this question.
Well, here there are two structural and management related problems, both in the Ministry of Education and Higher Education Ministry. In our plan, we will train future rulers in all political, cultural and economic spheres. This is what we will seriously pursue in all provinces, provincial centers. We will have schools who will train future authorities and rulers. For more than 5 years, I've started this. Since 5 years ago, 1,000 people have been educated to receive some relevant education. We need to be ensured that this, as long as the cultural and higher education system, the right system is not put in place, we will not be able to have high expectations of weak and low-skilled elements. Our second point is the structure of the Ministry of Education. In our government, we will be school-based. And the Ministry of Education will be the basis. We'll have educational complexes out of every 110 schools. We give them powers. We have executive powers. We strip the Ministry of Education, and then we'll delegate these powers to the schools. They will be the. They will have the pivotal role. Ministry of Health now is really huge. And, but it cannot reach out to schools. That's a big problem. No. I want to make a few points regarding women's issues that can have a big role. I will have inexpensive internet that will offer to single parent women, as breadwinners. They will be free for them, the internet, and the restrictions like that would impose on sports women, athletes, women athletes, some people were prevented from entering sports centers and arenas. There are some restrictions that they create for women. This is creating a serious problem for women. Definitely our government will prevent such things. As for teachers, first, we know some people, they have two or three jobs. These such teachers cannot spend enough time and dedicate themselves to students. So in our government, one of the priorities will be inexpensive homes for teachers so that there is this heavy response at the burden that's out of their shoulder. And they will be contentedly going on with teaching their future children.
Thank you very much. Question number two, Mr. Zakani. Question number four. This is question number four. The development of the urban lifestyle, an increase in obesity, has led to an increase in obesity, and it makes it all the more important to pay attention to promoting sports, and also professional sports has also turned into a symbol of national sports. What are your programs in order to develop sports, especially the professional sports, and also increase the stadiums and spaces for entertainment and doing sports?
The issue of sports is a vital one. 70% of the people do not exercise, and they are not involved in athletic activities, or they do not exercise. And the head of the Wrestling Federation said that some years ago, 1 million people were involved in wrestling activities, and today that figure has been reduced to 40,000. This is a major catastrophe. What is the reason behind it? That includes public exercising and also in the athletic activities, and the people have lost their patience due to Rouhani's administration, and they do not have the people have no time for exercise and for exercising. And if we make investments in the field of sports, that will be an asset for our health sector. Sports creates exuberance and joyfulness, and today the people are struggling with basic needs, and we are talking who are the women, the youths that Mr. Hemmati is addressing? And then they said, Mr. Hemmati, I did explain this before, and if I am to back up others, then you have come here as a candidate to cover up what has been done in the past 8 years. I will prove it with digits and figures. Those who are teaching you to make these statements, tell them that we will just shed light on those behind the scenes. So creating a hyper capita for public exercise and athletic sports and expanding gyms, and this will create the possibility to immunize us in the face of medical problem for women, for youths, and for all persons, because we are moving in the direction of having an older population. So just dealing with public athletic activities is of importance, so we pay attention to public athletic and activities, and also championships and athletic championships, and we should create the necessary space in order to make efforts in line with this.
Yeah, let's choose the next candidate by lot. Candidate number 5, Mr. Jalili. Question number 3. This is question number 3 to be asked. Every country has a specific foreign policy which has been adopted based on their national interests within specific frameworks, and they will act in line with those interests. The foreign policy of Iran is also based on revolutionary and Islamic values, and its framework has been specified in the constitution. Governments, based on these very principles since the very beginning of the revolution, they have adopted different approaches and all that in order to implement the foreign policy of Iran. If you become president, what are your most important priorities in the foreign policy arena? You have 3 minutes to answer this question.
relations between among countries. There are some common points and there are some differences. Now, the points that are shared, it creates interaction, and where there are differences, it creates confrontation. So this is the job of, and the art, actually, of the governments to be able to use the points of common points and that bring opportunities. And those differing points that create confrontation, they need to be managed and tackled and so that the threats are prevented. Now, in the world, we have 200 countries. If our policy is based on extensive and large interaction with the world, which is constructive, we look at all the opportunities, we follow them, and then we put it in practice. Now, the problem with this government is the same thing, that they are waiting for a number of countries, 3-4 countries. They were waiting, everything depended on this. Once the predicts of FATF, once Mr. Trump's actions, the JCPOA. And that they are enemies and they are doing what the enemies do. You should have this art and this skill not to lose the opportunity. You should have this chance with people who you're interacting with, people who you have coming out, you should have further interaction. Naturally, in your neighborhood, you have more interactions. In the world of Islam, you have interaction. In the regions, you could have interaction. Even on the other side of the planet, you could have interactions with. Now, the question is, what plans are there for this? There are 200 countries in the world. You put them all on the table as options. From country A, I could get 15% angle from the other country, 10%. Then you should try to put all that into practice and bring it to reality. Within foreign policy, you shouldn't wait for a few countries for them to say, see, they want to create this religious center at the White House. I mean, what is this all about? You should not create some boogeyman. You know, you don't need to create boogeyman. They have been rendered the president ineffective automatically. Without the document that Mr. Biden released recently, that Iran has entered a new stage of a game. There is a new game that's being played by Iran. This is not what I have said. This is written about Iran. Why don't you go and read that? So there are great opportunities that we have at our disposals. We are able, when it comes to economic interactions, there are huge and wider scale opportunities that are not tapped into. I just mentioned only Pakistan, $60 billion of imports they have. $16 billion could have been provided from Iran. We can do great things, even in nullifying the sanctions and the economic war. We need to be on the aggressive front, and we can make the enemy aggressive.
Thank you very much. Let's choose the next candidate. Candidate number 4, Mr. Ghazizadeh Hashemi. Question number 5. This is question number 5. The president assumes the presidency of some other institutions, but sometimes the president fails to appear in decisions held by them, and experts have criticized this. And this has also put a stop on many academic and scientific affairs. What decision do you have and will you adopt in order to revive these councils and to further encourage the country's elite? If a decision is adopted that you as president oppose, what reaction will you show? You have 3 minutes to answer.
In the name of God, allow me to mention a point. We should not say anything in order to somehow gain publicity. When we get close to the elections, we are reminded of women, the oppressed, the cool bars, and also and they say that we do remember the others who are have said the same things. There was talk of the role of women. I wanted to say that I want to have women taking part in my cabinet as members of the cabinet. This This is creating just an assumption, a presupposition for the audience. And the head of my campaign headquarters is a lady with three children. And the women can have social activities, but they also want qualified individuals to hold the position. And we do have qualified women. And even we can have all the cabinet members to be women, but we speak of Sunnis and different ethnicities. Since there was talk of the coal bearers, the couriers who carry goods, you know, you see that our borders have the highest unemployment rate, and all the people here have held responsibilities and positions, and you see that between bread and life, our Baluch brother or Kurdish brother, they have to transfer, carry fuel or become a coal bar. So these are the councils you mentioned are part of the constitution, and there is a structural rift. You see that the secretary of every Supreme Council or High Council can be the vice president. One of the problems the government faced was that the economy had no official manager. The culture has no. Who is the cultural commander of the country? There are so many public institutions, and also that is true about other areas, and there are many in charge of duties and obligations related to the health sector. So it is true that the president is head of the cultural council, but has no veto power. The same is true about other councils, such as the National Security Council.
Thank you very much. The last candidate who is going to answer the question in this section, candidate number 3, Mr. Mehradizadeh, he will answer question number two. This is question number 2. When it comes to cyberspace, every country should have an information network. Many countries in the world, they believe in this undeniable fact that they play a key role in the national interest. What are the reasons behind the failure to make this mega project happen when it comes to cyberspace and social media networks? And can we do something in such a way that this project is not affected by other countries?
Okay. That was a very good question. It's an important issue. The economy in the world, social issues, cultural issues, their solutions are not the ordinary solutions. Today we have smart economy, we have smart governance, we have smart cities. Everything is smart these days. Like you have Huawei, a company like that, maybe it has 10 times some countries' income. So we need to open up on the stage for this. We need to have the youth involved in this and work. And we shouldn't have any restrictions, both in terms of putting their heads together and implementing their ideas. Regrettably, we still see we are entangled with the internet that we had the filtering behalf of. Fortunately, the young minister, the Iran administration, has done the right thing. He has worked on infrastructure. But when it comes to some filtering and some rationing, still we are being too strict. And also Mr. Raisi, as he put it, economic issues. Cyberspace economy, he mentioned that the LDS, 1 million people in this country are now making money on the back of cyberspace. And a large part of our tradesmen and businessmen, all people in some industries, in the past few years, we had some